Order. Everyone had a look at agenda. We got any additions or deletions?
Yes, I have three additions for new business. So new business number two will be the fire department wildfire gear purchases. New business number three will be the public works lawnmower. And new business number four will be the equipment operator position.
Anything more? Anybody? Have a mover, please?
I'll second.
Stead, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Everybody had a chance to read the minutes. Have a mover for the minutes? Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Financial payment of accounts. Whereas the following items have been submitted for approval of payment, check number 26170 to 26184, other 0524 to 0537. Now therefore be it resolved that payments be approved for the amount not to exceed $291,294.30. A mover, please.
McDougall.
Seconder.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
This is for the two paychecks. Whereas the following items have been submitted for approval of payments, other 0538 to 0539. Now therefore be it resolved that payments be approved for an amount not to exceed $3,948.18. Mover?
Stead.
Seconder? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried.
Thank you.
Oh, where are we here now? Financial statement. Okay, financial statements. Whereas the financial statements ending March 31st, 2026 have been circulated to council for their review. Now therefore be it resolved that these financial statements are adopted as circulated.
Okay.
Seconder?
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Department reports, public works. It's all in your package. You've gone through it all. And that's all.
Did you hear that at all?
There is.
Pass after the meeting. You pass after the meeting if you're talking.
The reports of committees. Northeastman Community Health Committee, number two, Northeastman Municipal Forum, and three, Eastman Tourism. All in the package. Everyone's got their package. Verbal reports of committees. Councilor Sterk. Deputy Reeve Honkey.
I had a handy transit meeting last week and that, and they have bought a new handy transit, just a little bigger than what we have here in Weymouth for the Pinoa Lackawanna areas and that. So it's a 7-passenger, 1 wheelchair, but it's the seats are like one of our seats that size and a half of one yet. So they got the bigger seats and that put in it and everything that. So they purchased one of them last week.
That's for Two Rivers?
Yeah, for Two Rivers, yeah.
Councilor McDougall?
I had the community futures meeting last night. And there'll be a report in our next meeting agenda package for that. It's very lengthy.
Councilor Stead?
I just had Eastman Tourism. They're having their outdoor trade show, May 30th and 31st in Lactobana. Mm-hmm. And they're just asking any businesses or little hobby or crafters in our area who'd like a booth to come on out.
Okay, so I attended North Eastman Community Health and North Eastman Municipal Forum, which we all did. That's all in there. Also with WERT. The whole WERT team now has been trained in first aid and CPR. I think in past years there's only been two or three that were trained. Now they're all trained, so most likely there's always somebody ready to go. And then I think their team had a couple people out in Seven Sisters promoting the WERT program and the WERT team. And it sounds like there was a lot of interest, and people are, you know, looking at all the pamphlets that are being handed out. And I think now they're probably going to be moving and having something in Weymouth and Alma. So there's that good. We all attended AMM last week, which was really interesting. Lots of things going on in the big issues are always, you know, the harassment and stuff that goes on and things of that nature, with the lawyers and the police checking all these things out and what's going on around, you know, some big ones up in some of the other municipalities that they're just starting to have a real good look at what's going on. Okay, public hearing, there's none. Delegations, none. Communications, number one. River's Edge Resort, request for letter of support recognizing Mother's Day event May 10th, 2026 at community events.
So I have prepared a letter of support, which should
and this
you
is this yeah we've done this before.
Yes.
Same one.
Yes.
April 28th, 2026, social occasion community designation letter request. To whom it may concern, kindly consider this letter as confirmation that the Mother's Day brunch event hosted by River's Edge Resort on May 10th, 2026 in Elma, Manitoba is declared a community event.
So
we need a resolution on it or not?
No,
so it's just a letter that's going out, right?
Should council choose? I just need direction that this is okay.
Yep.
I'll send out.
Yes, I'm okay.
Okay. Number two, Weymouth Child Care Center flooring request.
I did prepare a resolution so council see fit based on the request that you received earlier.
Because this is a request that they're looking to do a fundraiser on their own to do their flooring in there, right? So it says, whereas the Weymouth Child Care Center Board has requested permission to replace the carpeted flooring and facility at their expense, and whereas the carpeted portion of flooring currently within the daycare is commercial grade, picked by the facility designers and Weymouth Child Care Center board members at the time of design. And whereas the current flooring was inspected and determined to be in good condition. Now therefore be it resolved that the Weymouth Child Care Center board be given permission to replace the flooring at their own expense. And further be it resolved, all designs must be commercial grade and submit it to council before installation for approval by council. Read through it, guys. First, we're seeing this. Good. Do we need a resolution for it?
If council sees fit.
Okay. Yeah. Can we have a mover for that? Seconder?
Mm-hmm.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Number three, Community Future RSVP for the North Eastman Municipal Forum being held May 11th, 2026 in Garson. We need a resolution for that. Whereas the North Eastman Municipal Forum will be held May 11th, 2026 in Garson, Manitoba. Now, therefore, be it resolved that all members of council and the chief administrative officer are hereby authorized to attend same. And further, be it resolved that they be reimbursed as per municipal bylaws. Can we have a mover?
Instead.
Seconder?
McDougal.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Number four, Sergeant Myers, Lackawanna Detachment, quarterly RCMP report. Everyone has seen it. It's a confidential report.
It's not the one that's in the clipper?
No.
One part is and one part is available.
Yeah.
Ours will be more detailed.
Do we have to, we don't need a resolution for that.
Nope.
Just information.
Mm-hmm.
Number five, Interlake Eastern Regional Health Authority Health Workforce Coalition meeting June 4th. Again, we need a resolution for this one. Where is this one held?
This is going to be in Selkirk.
Oh, that's the one. That's in Selkirk. Yeah, okay. Got it. Whereas the IERHA Health Workforce Coalition meeting will be held June 4th, 2026 in Selkirk, Manitoba. Now, therefore, be it resolved that all members of council are hereby authorized to attend the same, and further be it resolved that they be reimbursed as per municipal bylaws. A mover?
Okay,
seconder?
Sorry, did I read the invitation wrong? I thought it was for Mayor Reeves.
And other council delegates can attend.
I just don't have designate. But a designate is not all members of council.
No, so whomever.
I just looked at, yeah, I think the difference is six people going or one person going. The request is for one.
Yeah, that's the meeting I always go to.
Are
you going to attend this one?
No, unless I have something that comes up with my personal stuff.
Okay.
But the wording of that is,
absolutely.
I would not be in favor of the way
that. Yeah, but it's always been just me attending that meeting.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, it's just a resolution if someone...
Do you want to put or designate if you can?
Yep. Exactly.
Yep.
That's how the invitation
is. Yeah.
Good. And that's...
Good.
Yeah.
Mover?
McDougal.
Seconder?
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Number six, Canadian Nuclear Laboratories invite to Public Liaison Committee meeting on May 20th, 2026. That would be all of council. Do you have a mover for that?
Thank you.
Seconder?
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried. Number seven, Liquor, Gaming, and Cannabis Authority General Service Liquor License Application.
Okay.
Can you fill us in a bit on this?
Yes, yeah, so this came recently. They do have approval for a social liquor license as a banquet hall. They're now applying for a general service liquor license. So this resolution here is based on the previous one that was done in 2018, Council see fit. The general liquor license is a little bit different though. It essentially allows for the operation 7 days a week between certain hours. So you can add conditions to it, or you could leave it as such, or we can get more information for you. So this is just if you see fit to pass today, or we can gather more info.
Said in the information they had not planned on going past 11 o'clock at night any night. So
that's what it said in there.
Yeah,
exactly.
They were pretty reasonable.
They stated
with
the
it.
Times themselves, right?
Yes.
Correct me when you read it.
It said 11, like Councillor Stead said.
Yeah.
No, I'd be a favorite.
Until 11 at night.
Yeah. I was surprised with 11, but that's their business.
Yep. No, that seems.
Well, it probably runs into a little bit of the noise by law, too.
Oh, exactly.
I'll second.
A mover?
Oh.
I'll move. Thank you.
Seconder?
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried.
My neighbor's in favor of that.
Manitoba, number eight, Manitoba Wildlife Federation. Seal River Watershed District updates. Okay, that's information on all that stuff there. Number 9, Manitoba Ombudsman, file number 11652 RM, file number 022024 M, final closing report. That's complete. No issues. Unfinished business. Lagoon borrowing bylaw. Again, still with, but I would like to ask Lacey, or admin Lacey, if there's any way you can get some federal people in here.
I can send a request. You know,
put them in front of us and let them tell us, because we need money.
Ted Falk's office.
Okay. Somebody. I know we have a, this is federal, and they're really slow on it. And I know they gave $240 million to the Red River Valley, and up to now we got zero. So bring them in here and let's tell him that he needs to do something, or we go see Carney.
Send a letter.
Okay. Waterline south of Elma, under the same umbrella. You might have something on that.
That I'm still awaiting some information from the Water Services Board. They were going to be looking at some design amendments and some cost.
And you've been talking to the people concerned?
Yes, and that too. We've also been communicating with the ratepayer.
Okay.
Did you get any updates from Reynolds and where they're at?
No.
Nothing. Number 3, zoning bylaw. Again, that's tabled, but Amin, again, is you guys are still gathering all the information. And
yes, we're starting to compile.
Yeah, okay.
A lot of information.
Okay. Number 4, White Mouth Reynolds Planning District restructuring. You got anything on that, Councillor McDougall? Or Link?
Defer to Lacey.
Okay.
Based on the last meeting, I did start to draft a resolution. It can be changed to how council see fits. Right now, it's very vague, just kind of following your ideas from the last meeting, being in support in principle. So I prepared the resolution based on kind of the last meeting.
Just to comment further, we are our current treasurer secretary. They have resigned last fall. They were kind enough to stay on until now, but we're going to start May 1st. It's going to, just as per our discussion at the last meeting, be looked after administratively out of the Reynolds office. So that would be part of the moving forward, the restructuring, just a small part. I think there's still a lot to be figured out how it's going to be, how it'll end up once this restructuring is done, but the planning district will bring that to council once it's figured out from the district.
Okay, so what you're looking for here is a resolution of support,
to move forward.
So you can continue on with the process?
A resolution to continue on.
Okay.
I'll move it.
I'll read it out. Whereas the White Mouth Reynolds Planning District is looking at restructuring rather than dissolution. Now therefore be it resolved, council has determined it is in the best interest to support the restructuring of the White Mouth River Planning District in principle. And pardon?
Okay. Wrong word, sorry.
Oh, that's fine. And further be it resolved, council will review the restructuring proposal when received. A mover. Mm-hmm. Seconder.
Step.
All in favor?
Aye.
Number 5, general election ongoing. October 22nd. Land sales, there's nothing on there. It's still on the agenda, so that's fine. Handy van policy, I think you guys are all working at getting all your information together and from different areas and different municipalities to see what the difference is.
Yes, we are, and okay. It's going quite well. We're almost done gathering all the information.
Okay, good. So we'll table that then for a bit. That was looked at quite a few years ago, so I don't know where it's at. New business. Fire, this is going to go in camera because it's personnel. Number two, fire purchase.
What is this?
Okay. Wildfire gear.
So this is one of the added items that came a little bit late, but it's for the purchase of the wildfire gear that they were planning on doing this year.
So instead of buying four complete suits and that this year and that, they have enough suits for the manpower that's there and everything right now, and they didn't require four new ones for this year. So that money that they had for that, they're going to utilize and buy pants and shirts for wildfire fighting.
Okay. Well, they got to be quick. But this is in the budget, right?
Yeah, you guys, this was all budgeted and everything for that. But I'm just saying, it's been buying four suits that they always been buying there for every year to replenish and that.
Yeah.
They're good for now, and they'd like to just buy this for account.
Okay. Yeah, and so they were planning on buying structural suits and now they'd like to get the wildfire suits. That way you're not wearing your heavy structure suits into the bush and dragging that around.
You're right.
Yeah. Okay. It says, whereas Weymouth Fire Department has requested to purchase wildfire gear, and whereas quotes have been provided for review. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Weymouth Fire Department is hereby authorized to incur the purchase of wildfire coverall pants not to exceed $27,1131 plus applicable taxes. The purchase of wildfire pullovers not to exceed $7,940.94 plus applicable taxes. A mover for that?
Honky.
Seconder?
Derek.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Number three is a lawnmower purchase. Whereas quotes for a new commercial lawnmower have been provided for review, and whereas all funds of the purchase of a... That's got to be...
Lawnmower.
Of a lawnmower will come from the equipment replacement reserve. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the purchase of a lawnmower. Is that the John Deere Z920M Z-Track from Enza Brothers Limited, not to exceed $16,169.27 plus applicable taxes, is approved. Is that price correct? Because they were quoted at one time of into $30,000 for this stuff, this thing.
This price is correct. It does include about a $4,000 discount.
Okay,
and the
good.
Other one was a four-wheel drive. This is a zero speed.
Yeah.
So it's just
yeah. And therefore, be it resolved that administration proceed and purchase accordingly. A mover.
Honky.
Seconder.
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Then the next one is equipment operator position. That's an in-camera one. Okay. So then we will adjourn. You got a resolution there? Be it resolved that council recess the regular meeting and go in camera as per section 1523 of the Municipal Act to discuss the following item. Personnel, and be it further resolved that all matters discussed are to remain confidential as per section 83.1D of the Municipal Act. Mover.
Said.
Seconder. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Now we go on camera then, eh? Okay, Fire Department member, whereas the Weymouth Fire Department has recommended the release of a member, now therefore be it resolved that probationary firefighter Gabe Strolley be released.
Honky.
Seconder.
Stood.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Equipment operator. Whereas advertisements have been placed, applications received, and interviews held for the position of equipment operator minus grader. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Alex Shendrowski be hereby selected as a successful applicant to commence May 19th, 2026. And further, be it resolved that he be compensated as per the collective agreement. Mover.
McDougall.
Seconder.
Honky.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried. Be it resolved that the regular business has concluded and this meeting does hereby adjourn at 2:03 p.m.
Honky.
Seconder?
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Aye.